Chamo Yavran. Chamo Yibarim. Mi Yichye. Umi Yamos. Mi Yehoshaya. Umi Yehoni. Mi Yishofeil. Umi Yarum. Tshuva. Tfila utdaka mabirines la yagzera. En kitzva, en kitzva. Ein Kitz, ein Kitz, wie heute, wie heute, ja, am Bäher. Ein Kitz war, ein Kitz war, ich neu sehe,
Shim kova kaidesh, durei, durei malo, durei malo, durei mato.
Okay, Mordechai Ben David with Barosh Hashanah, and this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul. This will be a Rosh Hashanah special, show number 263 for September 22nd, 2014. I'm recording this on Sunday the 21st, and I have alerted you that on the 22nd, when hopefully you've been to this demonstration that I'm involved with, let me just tell you, I'm so amazed how few people know about this, although I thought everybody did. You know, there's an opera, The Death of Klinghoffer. No, not the execution, not the murder, but the death of Klinghoffer, like he just died. You know who he was. Wheelchair bound, Achille Lauro in 1985. PLO hijacked the ship. They shoot Leon Klinghoffer. While he's still alive, they throw him in his wheelchair into the Mediterranean to drown. And this opera is a glorification of terrorism. That's what it is. It's pure and simple. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-American, anti-Israel. And it is pro-terror, pro-Palestinian. And those who wrote it, the libretto and the music, it's disgusting. America is one big Jew, and on and on and on. And it, look, we live in a free country, and I guess if they want to produce this trash, that's their prerogative. But it's also our prerogative to stand up and say, this is unacceptable. And on Monday, which is tomorrow, you'll be listening to this, perhaps later on, you'll have read about this in the paper. We will have several thousand people. It was a coalition against the Klinghoffer Opera, a wonderful group of people, a dozen or so. We've been meeting for weeks and weeks, and we have Pataki and Mulcahy and others who will be speaking, rabbis, Rabbi Robinson, Rabbi Schwartz, Rabbi Kermeyer, Rabbi Albadi, Upper West Side, a lot of other rabbis and yeshivas, Rambam School and Westchester Day School and Shal Hevet. Young kids, we expect 2,000 or 3,000 people. And that's just the beginning, because this is for the opening of the season. The 22nd is the gala opening of the season at the Met. But the actual opera will be October 20th. That's a Monday night. And we'll be back there even stronger. And how do you like this? Someone stepped up and said, I'll cover the cost of 100 wheelchairs. And we will drive them crazy. We will. We have every right to be on that plaza. The police have said that we cannot distribute flyers and so forth. It's a whole mishmash about whether it's private property or whatever. You know that Helen and I rented wheelchairs 5 or 6 weeks ago. We went to the in front of the opera, sitting in the wheelchair, handing out flyers. The police came and said, if we don't leave immediately, they'll arrest us. However, they did allow us to stay another 10 minutes. Some of you may have seen the photos of us in the wheelchair. And I like to think that those photos, which went over the internet, were in some small part, perhaps, in bringing about awareness of this situation. And it has blossomed. It's like a crescendo, really, a crescendo. People are telling us that they'll be there. A gentleman who normally gave a large contribution to the opera decided to cancel his donation, and he gave us a tidy sum to pay for all the newspaper ads that you've seen over the past 2 weeks. I have printed over 1,200 wonderful signs, which you will see, I'm sure, in the newspaper and so forth. And it's very interesting. Last night at Slichus, prior to the service, when the Rabbi Schneur gave his talk, I stood up and I announced this and the importance of it. And it was so interesting that Alan Dershowitz chimed in, and he railed against the New York Times editorial. It really was scurrilous. It's an embarrassment. But what is interesting, that the New York Times mentioned that we will be demonstrating, and unknowingly, they gave us $50,000 worth of advertising for free. Anyway, you'll hear more about this Klinghoffer opera, and I doubt that it will be canceled or postponed, but it will certainly be the vehicle for us to know that terrorism is unacceptable and cannot be glorified. Because perhaps next year the Met will have an opera by John Adams, who, by the way, is an anti-Semite, who wrote three operas that were very, very anti-Semitic. He'll write a fourth one in the series that will say the death of Foley, or the death of the others who were beheaded, and seek sympathy, that we have to understand the humanity of these low-life terrorists. Anyway, enough of that. You'll hear more about that in the future, I'm sure. I had a wonderful experience with Slichus last night at Park East with Helfgott and a wonderful choir. And you know that I'm also a member there at Park East and in Lincoln Square. Got to hear Yankee Lemmer and, of course, Zevi Muller. So people are always asking me, what am I doing for the holidays? I'm shul hopping, maybe even stop in to see Yossi Molavani. And it's one of the benefits of living where where I do, across from Lincoln Center. Also, just a brief reminiscence. My most vivid recollections of my father, who died 58 years ago, was when I was a kid growing up in Newark, was going to Slichus with him at a little shul on Nye Avenue in Clinton Place, Ahavat Tzion. At first it was Rabbi Glotzer, and then it was Rabbi Zev Siegel. Not Zeb Siegel. David Siegel, who went eventually to Borough Park. And when I sit there at Slickus, those memories come back. Avat Zion, Nye Avenue and Clinton Place in Newark. That's when Newark was a good place to grow up. Okay, this is going to be a Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening of the additional service by Cantor Moshe Genshoff. Genshoff was born in 1905. He died in 1997, 92 years of age. He was born in Odessa. This recording was made by Barry Sirota. You know, Barry did publish some great, great recordings of Chazanis, I think 60 or 70 of them, as a matter of fact. And this was one of them from Musique Internationale. He published this in 1994, 20 years ago. So without further ado, let's get to this Rosh Hashanah davening Moshe Genshoff.
Inni heyoni mimahas nirash v'nifad mipahad yoshev tehirash tehiras yisrael. Bosin lahamot ulisechanein lefonechu alamecho Yisroel Asher Asher shelochuni. אף על פי ואף על פי שנחדאי ויוגנך אבקש ממך אלוהי אברהם אלוהי יצחק ואלוהי Adonai, Adonai,
Рахамим, 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 Рахамим,
Kis filazo kin verogil, uf yekono her, uz yekono megodol, vekolono yim, umi yura vedos, yim havri. ratzoin, ratzoin, mehi, mehi, ratzoin, ratzoin, mevunevu, adinoi, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchok, Elohei
Oh, agudor, agibar, vejan oiro. Chosveinu b'sefer achayim lemanchu Elohim chayim melech ozer u'moshiach u'mogen. Baruch atah Elohim.
Bye.
le doi ver me shava vori e io
be your boy, my dear. Elachem amor beyom din, shayne lo yabadin. Heroish ashono ikosevu uveyon soim kipu yechasev. Kamo yavrun vechamo yevoreyun kamo yavrun vechamo
ומים ומבואש מבחרב ומבחיו מבורלו
חייב.
מי שולי ומי שיעשור, מי אושר, מי עוני, מי שופל, ומי ערום,
ושישובו, פילור, סטוקום, אבירן, אסרוי,
אבירן, אסרוי, אגזר,
ושמוגד אלו, זו שלושה,
אמס, 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 Ja tu joj dejo i cru. Emes, emes, kia to.
Yisrael, 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 Uchiovak poreyach, echachala. Vechachala. The whole
Okay, we've been listening to Moshe Ganshoff of Rosh Hashanah, and hope that you've enjoyed this so far. You had to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And stay tuned for the second hour, the continuation.